Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Monday, January 17th, 2022. I am Tuva Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on January 14, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11.45. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 5 advanced, 7 declined, and 6 traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 3.85 points to close at 2,133.96. The Composite Index declined by 2.05 points to close at 1,523.33. The cross-listed index declined by 0.02 points to close at 121.92. The SME index remained at 43.32. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 351,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $4.8 million. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 238,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1.9 million, followed by Grace Kennedy Limited with a volume of 22,000 shares being traded for $138,000 on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 55 stocks, of which 19 advanced, 28 declined, and 8 traded full. Market volume amounted to 8 million units valued at over $70 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 2.3 million units, followed by Trans Jamaican Highway Limited with 1.8 million units and Caribbean Producers Jamaica Limited with 560,000 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities traded on Friday, 14th January 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.